Anxious kids can benefit from counseling, but therapy is a financial and time commitment. HealthQ's Kara Anthony and Blake Farmer spoke with Paris Goodyear Brown, a licensed clinical social worker in Franklin, Tennessee, about how parents can know when it's time to reach out for help.
Kara, I wonder, have you ever worried about the mental health of Lily? And if so, considered counseling?
Just last week, Lily and I went to the park, and Lily sees other kids on the playground, and she refused to get out of the car. She was so anxious, I think, about playing with other kids, and I thought, ooh, we need to start thinking about therapy.
Well, Dr. Goodyear Brown, is there a way you might advise parents when they're thinking about behavior of a child and trying to figure, does this rise to the level? Is therapy something I need right now? How can you know?
You'd want to think about things like, how long has this been going on? How intense is the behavior? Does it impede the child's social functioning or any other area of development for them? So if this, for example, with Lily is a one-off, she had a hard day and wasn't quite ready to be with other kids, that's a whole different scenario than refusing to go into her classroom day after day after day. Parents are often calling about things like separation anxiety when their kids first hit the preschool years. It's normal for a child to have some anxiety about separating from them. But then the question is, does the child quickly turn back around? Maybe they're crying, "Mommy, don't leave me." But then as soon as the parent has departed, they enjoy the day and they're engaged with their teachers. That's a really different presentation than the child who cries for 3 hours at school, is inconsolable, and isn't able to learn.
We talked to Marcella Cabe. She lives in the area outside Austin, Texas, and talked to us about her daughter who was really spiraling and anxious and kind of thinking about the worst case scenario at every turn.
Anytime that I would be like, hey, I'm going to the store, or, you know, any daily outing, just really stressed out about like, are we going to be okay?
Marcella talked about a few years before this behavior was showing up. They'd been through a very rough divorce. Are there big life events? It just makes sense to automatically go to therapy.
Absolutely. Basically, all of the categories of trauma that we would call the adverse childhood experiences, just to list a few of them, there's sexual abuse, physical abuse, domestic violence, substance abuse of a parent, mental illness of a parent, incarceration of a parent. Another time when I think it's important to seek out help is when something hard has happened and the parents are feeling like there's a vacuum of silence around it for the child, that they don't have the words to name suicide or sexual assault or whatever it is that needs to be, cancer, whatever needs to be named. Often the parents themselves need support in crafting a coherent narrative.
Dr. Paris, just the other day, my daughter, when I said, you know, Lily, I might take you to a therapist, she blurts out, there's nothing wrong with me. I tried to reassure her and let her know that lots of people go to therapy, but what should I have said? What can anyone say to a kid?
Well, I think starting out the way you did is just right. You know, we all have things that we struggle with, and they're special helpers for those moments when we're struggling. If you can normalize this, we all have times where we could use some extra support. It tends to depathologize it for kids.
That's therapist Paris Goodyear Brown talking to Kara Anthony and Blake Farmer of HealthQ from WPLN and KFF Health News. We'll be right back.